our endeavors, in all our actions, in all our words, in all our thoughts, in all our planning. Let the rain of your presence fall on us this year in the mighty name of Jesus. We are people who will live in the realm of the supernatural this year in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way in our lives and take your rightful place in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. It's a wonderful thing to have the rain of the presence of God fall on one. And it's going to fall on me this year. I say it's going to fall on me this year. In Jesus' name. Just before I share the word that God has laid in my heart to share with us, I want to quickly make one more announcement. I'm sure many of us will realize there is a distinct difference to live in the supernatural. It's a new beginning. And the Lord is asking me to tell you to live in the supernatural this year. So the title is Live in the Supernatural. And basically, it's a continuation of some of the things that God told us last year at the night vigil. So it's not going to be so much of a sermon, but it's going to be more of a prophecy as God laid it in my heart and spoke to me that night. I was not able to finish some of the things that God said. And I also believe that some of these things are better shared with members of the church. So you are going to live in the supernatural this year. Open your Bible to 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 1 to 7. That's where I'm going to read from. 2 Kings chapter 6, we'll read from verse 1 to 7. Are we there? If you are there, can I hear praise God? Okay, hallelujah. And the sons of the prophet said unto Elisha, behold now, the place where we dwell with thee is too straight for us. Another version says, is too small for us. Is too confined for us. Let us go, we pray thee, unto Jordan, and take thence every man a beam, and let us make us a place where we may dwell. And he answered, go ye. And one said, be content, I pray thee, and go with thy servants. And he answered, I will go. So he went with them. And when they came to Jordan, they cut down wood. But as one was felling a beam, the axe head fell into the water. And he cried and said, alas, master, for it was borrowed. God will save you from embarrassment this year. And the man of God said, where fell it? And he showed him the place. And he caught a stick and cast it in theater. And the iron did swim. Can somebody say, and the iron did swim? Iron will swim for you this year in Jesus' name. Therefore, said he, take it up to thee. And he put it out, and he put out his hand and took it. If you look at the chapter preceding this, which is 2 Kings chapter 5, there's a very interesting story there. It is the story of the healing of Naaman, the Syrian general who had everything perfect in his life but was leprous. He came to see the man of God, Elisha, and he was healed. But when he was healed, Gehazi, the servant of the man of God, decided to take upon himself that leprosy. That will not be your portion in Jesus' name. The problem with Gehazi was because he was not spiritually discerning. People who are spiritually discerning are patient people. When you see a man that is spiritually discerning, he will be a patient man. Gehazi was not a spiritually discerning person. The spiritually discerning wait for God's appointment, while the undiscerning are often self-appointing. That was what happened in the life of Gehazi. When he looked at what was brought, it was too tempting for him to let it go scot-free. God will order your footsteps this year in Jesus' name. When God appoints you, he will also anoint you. Hence, Elisha got a double portion of the anointing. You see, when I was looking at this, and I said, God, Elisha did not just get a double portion of the anointing. I mean, he did not just get the anointing, but a double portion of the anointing that was upon the life of Elijah. And the Spirit of God told me that the reason that Elisha got a double portion of the anointing is that God was pleased with him. And the man of God was also pleased with him. Because Jesus said, if you honor a prophet, you will receive a prophet's reward. So he honored God. He received a godly reward. He honored the prophet, and he received the prophet's reward. No wonder. He was a very patient man. If you look at all the discouragement that came his way, the day that Elijah was going to be taken to heaven, if he was not patient, he would not have made it. This year, you are going to get a double portion of the anointing in Jesus' name. In the place where we read, after Elisha got a double portion of the anointing, he came back. He crossed Jordan back. And certain things started to happen around him. Let's go to 2 Kings chapter 2. I'll just show you a couple of the verses there. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 3 says, and the sons of the prophet that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, yeah, I know it. Hold ye your peace. In verse 7, again, and 50 men of the sons of the prophet went and stood to view afar off, and they stood by Jordan. No, but before he got there, verse 5, And the sons of the prophet that were at Jericho came to Elisha and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered, Yea, I know. I know it. Hold thy peace. First, it was at Bethel. Then he got to Jericho. The sons of the prophet, in those days, they will have like prophetic schools, you know. You have a big prophet and there will be like prophets who are growing up, the sons of Levi, you know, of that household who are just training prophets, you know, that live with the prophet. And these ones came to him and said, do you know your master will be taken away today? God has revealed it to them that Elijah was going to be taken away. And he said, just hold your peace. Hold your peace. Elijah himself even tried to discourage him. I would say, wait for me here. And the guy would say, look, wherever you go, I'm following you. Until, of course, he made his intention known. And like I said, and like we know, he then received a double portion of the anointing. He came back to the midst of the sons of the prophet. And as soon as he came back to their midst, their lives started to get complicated. Did you notice that? That as soon as Elisha came into the midst, came back with the double portion of the anointing, and came into their midst, the lives of these people started to develop some complications. What kind of complication? As soon as he came into their presence, suddenly they realized that the place where they were living became too small for them. In other words, the man with the anointing became a harbinger of expansion. He became a harbinger of prosperity, growth, development, multiplication. When the anointing of God comes upon a man's life, the Lord starts to enlarge his coast. Not only will God enlarge his coast, when people come into his presence or come in contact with him, the anointing of God will begin to rub on the lives of such people. As you step out this year, the hand of God upon your life will begin to rub on other people's lives. There will be expansion. There will be blessings that will flow forth from you in the mighty name of Jesus. Before Elisha came back to them, they didn't realize that the place was too small. But as soon as he stepped back into their midst, expansion started to take place. Therefore, we cannot afford not to walk with the Lord this year in all that we are going to do. Because the only thing that changed in the life of the sons of the prophet was the presence of Elisha. And that produced prosperity, it produced a building, it produced an expansion. The Lord has asked me to tell you this year, like he told you, that this is a year of recovery. And that those who have been displaced and misplaced are set for restoration and expansion in the mighty name of Jesus. He also says, it is a year when my strong arm of power shall be upon them that humble themselves to serve me reverently. He said, behold, I am the Lord. I plant, I water, and I cause increase. I can also uproot. The Lord will not uproot you this year in Jesus' name. He will plant you, and you will drink of divine water this year in the mighty name of Jesus. In verse 2, they said, let us go, we pray thee, unto Jordan, and take thence every man a beam, and let us make a place there where we may dwell. And he answered, go ye. Verse 3, and one said, be content, I pray thee, and go with thy servant. And he answered, I will go. Suddenly they realized they needed to build. It was not enough for them to build. It was not enough for them to go out and fell the trees that needed for the building. They requested the presence of the man of God to go with them. Because there was something unique upon his life. If you look at verse 7 in 2 Kings chapter 2 that we read, the Bible said, the sons of the prophet, they watched from afar off as Elijah and Elisha parted Jordan to go across. They could see the hand, the mighty hand of God upon his life. They knew he had a double portion of the anointing. You know what? You remember Elisha tested it out as he was coming. He tested it out, didn't he? Not only did he cross Jordan, the 42 children who were making fun of him, they say, bald head, go home. Bald head, go home. Bald head, go home. They were making fun of him. And suddenly, what happened? He spoke. What happened? Bears just appeared from nowhere and just consumed them. That is a man of power. The power of God will go with you this year. I say the power of God will go with you this year. Let me tell you something. The world do not delight in the word of God. If you think it's palatable, it is not. Ordinarily, the world do not delight in the word of God. Even for us who are in, it is hard going sometimes. You agree with me? It is hard going sometimes. But do you know there's something that draws people to the word of God? There's something that draws people to the presence of God. The power of God draws people. It's a magnet that attracts people to his presence. That is why I say the kingdom of God is not just words. It is the demonstration of the Spirit and of the power of God. Because he demonstrated the power of God, he became an instant attraction. They said, go with us. And he said, I will go with you. Remember, these were the same people who were singing to him that, look, your master is about to go. The sources of discouragement became people who will sing his praise this year. Because the glory of God will follow you. People will sing the praise of God in your life in Jesus' name. Because when the anointing comes, it breaks the yoke. It breaks the yoke. It's a crowd puller. Like the moth to the light, it attracts. It mesmerizes. It confuses. It confounds. And you become a quintessential for people who recognize the power of God in your life. Wherever you find yourself this year, you'll be essential in Jesus' name. That's why they cannot sack you from work. I say that's why they cannot sack you from your job this year. Because the peace of that place depends on your presence. The growth of that place will depend on your presence. The blessings of the people there will depend on your presence in Jesus' name. That things are working well will depend on your being there. Because the glory of God is upon your life. Let's open to John chapter 2. The book of John chapter 2, verse 2 and 3. Somebody has already talked about this morning. He said, and both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. The people you come in, you invite to come and celebrate with you, they are not people you look on to make provisions for your party, are they? Usually, they are not the ones you look on to make provisions for your party. But in the case of Jesus, it was different. Why? Because he carries the anointing of God upon his life. He was meant to be a guest. He became the provider. So wherever you find yourself this year, you will become a source of blessing in the mighty name of Jesus. There's something also about your presence this year, wherever you go. Because God will be with you, you may find yourself in awkward situations. Did I say you find yourself in awkward situations? It was awkward to have a guest becoming a provider. But the reason it will happen is because you will need to call on God. And when you call on God, God will show up. And when he shows up, there will be a revelation of who Jesus is. The awkward situation came so that Jesus will be revealed. Jesus will be revealed in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Sometimes awkward situations are very good. Although not very pleasant, but they are good for building muscles. I remember the times when I found myself in awkward situations have been the times that I prayed the most. I got closer to God more than ever before. In fact, very interesting, as I was preparing this sermon, I remembered. I don't know how many of us know this book, Streams in the Desert. That's the book we use for devotion. And I realized that sometimes when you are not in awkward situations, you become so relaxed. And I will let you into a secret. When I saw a brother who was struggling a bit, I actually gave him my Streams in the Desert. In the past, I would have simply said, let me go and buy one for you, instead of giving it to him. Because I just need that Stream in the Desert. And I'm going to go and buy another one now. We don't have to wait until awkward situations crop up in our lives before we pray. This year, we are going to pray. And Jesus will show up in the mighty name of Jesus. So, he asked me to tell you that this year will be a year of fruitfulness in every sphere of your life. He said, only be careful what seed you sow or plant this year. He says, the faithfuls are for public display as ornaments of the kingdom. You will be for public display this year in the mighty name of Jesus. When we go back to 2 Kings chapter 6, where we read verse 4, the Bible says, so he went with them. And when they came to Jordan, they cut down wood. Elisha went with them, and they did what? They cut down wood. The sons of the prophet cut down woods. You don't need a double portion of the anointing to cut down trees, do you? Praise the Lord. But you need a double portion of the anointing when complications set in. God will use you as a solution. I say this year, God will use you as a solution in the mighty name of Jesus. So that the presence of God in you makes you the answer to people's problems in 2010. Because we are all men on ordinary days, aren't we? On ordinary days, we are all men. But some are more men in the face of challenges. And only those who have the presence of God with them will stand in the face of challenges. You will stand this year in Jesus' name. In Acts 10:38, the Bible says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all them that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. God will be with you this year in Jesus' name. Because of the presence of God in Jesus' life, wherever he found that complication has set in, he became a solution. So the extraordinary God in you will turn on the light of his presence when you face challenges this year in Jesus' name. So, God says, beware not to join hands in planning or executing evil. Because he says, it is also a year of wild wind. The Bible says, if you sow into the wind, you reap what? Wild wind. You will not reap wild wind this year in Jesus' name. You will reap the blessings of God. If you will stand on the path of righteousness, the Lord says, you will be the master of challenges. And let's go back to John chapter 3 again. And look at something there. John chapter 3, verse 31. Did I say 31? Verse 29, sorry. It says, he that hath the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This is my joy, therefore, is fulfilled. This my joy, therefore, is fulfilled. The bit I want you to take notes there is that he that hath the bride is the bridegroom. In other words, he that has the presence of God is the one in charge. You will have the presence of God this year in Jesus' name. In verse 6 of 2 Kings chapter 6, it says, and the man of God said, where fell it? And he showed him the place, and he cut down a stick and cast it in theater, and the iron did swim. I don't know how many of us have seen axes before. We've seen axes. The axe head. Some of us have never split woods, so you don't know what it is like. Sometimes the axe head actually falls off. Maybe you have used a hammer before. I bought a hammer from Bunnings not long ago. And sometimes when I use the hammer, the head of the hammer begins to, you know, to want to fall off. So I will have to hit it on the ground so that it stays in its rightful place. So what the Bible is telling us is that the head of the axe, very heavy iron, fell off and fell into the water. It fell into the river. And the man of God was informed. And he asked, where did it fall? They showed him. He caught a stick. He threw it in the water. And the head of the axe started to swim towards him. And he picked it up. So God made iron to float because of his servant. And that's why I pray that iron will float for you this year in Jesus' name. But before that will happen, let me tell you something. You have to realize who you are in Jesus Christ. In John chapter 3, verse 31, John spoke and said concerning Jesus. He said, he that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly, and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. This year you will come from a position of authority because you are from above. How do I know this? Because the Bible says we are seated in where? We are seated in where? Eh? Eh? In heavenly places. That is where Jesus is seated too. When you go to Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 18, the Bible tells us where Jesus is seated. And if we are seated with Jesus in heavenly places, then that is where we are seated too. So we are people from above who will be masters of situation in this year. Let's quickly go to Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 18 and just read again, reminding ourselves where God says we are. And we must be ready to live where God says we are seated, where we are. Maybe I should start from verse 17. It says, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who are to believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And had put all things under his feet. How many things did he put under his feet? So how many things are under your feet in 2010? How many things are under your feet in 2010? And gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. He that is from above is what? Is above all things. He that is from above is the master of situation. He that is from above is the master of circumstance. He that is from above is the victor. He that from above decrees and it stands. This year you will decree and it will stand in the mighty name of Jesus. All that we need to do is to know that we are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. And so when we approach things this year, we'll be approaching them as people coming from heaven to visit the things of on the earth. We'll be approaching things as people who have authority. Because Jesus said, all authority on earth and in heaven has been given unto me. And of course, by extension, that authority in Jesus, it's yours to use this year. I say it is yours to use this year in the mighty name of Jesus. I told us, as last year was coming to an end, that God is promising to do the unusual in our midst and to do great things that will establish his reign and his rulership over every life. Just like Elisha restored the peace of the sons of the prophet, and their shame and embarrassment was taken away. God will restore your peace. Your shame and your embarrassment will be taken away this year in Jesus' name. God also said that there will be an unexpected major breakthrough in the world peace. It may occur over a short period of time, but that it will happen. He says there's going to be a repositioning of nations such that nations that truly honor God will gain prominence and influence in the world. And that will be the portion of every man, every woman that will truly honor God this year. You'll be repositioned to a place of prominence in the mighty name of Jesus. Can we just rise on our feet? I have shared the word of God with you. There is a saying where I come from that you may have a big bowl of food, usually pounded yam, and the soup provided to eat it may be in the shell of peanut, so small, but out of this, some people will go home full. I want you to pray to the Lord that this year, that the word of God will make you full in Jesus' name. Can you just pray to the Lord that out of this word, you will go home full. You will not be one of those who will mock the word of God. You will not be one of those who will make light the word of God. You will not be one of those who will make fun of the word of God. But in the word of God that you have had today, your miracles will come. Your breakthrough will come this year. Your repositioning will come. Your prosperity will come. Your blessings will come. Your glory will come. Your anointing will come. Speak to the Lord that out of this word that you have heard, because Jesus said, the words that I speak to you, they are life. They are life. Ask that this word will come alive in your life this year, so that you will reap the fruit of the prophecy in the mighty name of Jesus. Not unto damnation, but unto life everlasting. Ask God to position you for as an ornament in the kingdom. Remember, the Bible says, in my Father's house, there are various vessels. Vessels unto honor and vessels unto dishonor. This year, you will be vessel unto honor in the mighty name of Jesus. This is your year of blessing. This is your year of promotion. This is your year of revelation in the mighty name of Jesus. Everything you touch this year will turn to gold in Jesus' name. I say everything you touch this year will witness prosperity in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. We do not make light of your word. We treat your word with fear, with reverence, and with trembling. Because as many as will fear you, you will not allow them to be put to shame. We will not be put to shame this year. We will move from glory to glory. Even as you have started with us, because you are the Alpha, you are also the Omega, you will end this year with us. This year will not consume us. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty and wonderful name we pray. Can we share the grace in fellowship?